I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This morning, you were talking about Leaky Black. You said he's kind of an ultimate glue guy for Carolina. It made me curious. Who would you say that about on your team? I mean, Jamari is just the obvious answer there. He's kind of a glue guy for you guys.
I don't know. That's a good question. And glue guys is a compliment. You know, some people may not take it that way, but it is. It probably is JB. He can just, you know, do a lot of different things, fill a lot of different roles for you, for us, I should say, and does them all at a pretty high level.
Jeff, earlier I asked Hubie about kind of the parity in the ACC. There's 9 teams in your league right now that are over 500 against each other. There's 10 teams that are over 500 overall. What does that say about just the compete level of the teams in this league? And you guys are obviously pretty ahead in the mix in all of that.
Well, I've said it over and over. I think our league is really good. I think it has been really good. I think they're really good players, good coaches, really great pride and tradition in every program. And it makes for great competition. Night in and night out, there are no gimme games. You know, there are no easy games. It's just a very, very good competitive league from top to bottom.
Jamarius was saying he wanted to leave Pitt better than what he left and what he found it.
Mm-hmm.
How does he do that? Maybe stuff that we don't even see. You know, we see what's on the court, but we don't see the others.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, he's done a lot. I mean, he's obviously his play, especially this year, has been at a very high level. But I think I thought from the time he got here that he has big time leadership qualities. And I think you see that even more this year. I think he tried last year, but it didn't work. And I think he stopped trying. I think this year he's done it at a very, very high level in practice, in the locker room, off the court, you know, just doing stuff with guys, helping guys. I see it in relationships, especially with the younger guys. I see how they look at him. And so he's been big time with it.
Jamarius talked about, you know, being excited to play one more game at the Dean Dome, somewhere where he had a state championship in high school and everything. Over your time in basketball, have you noticed that guys really are able to step up their play when they get to play back home where they grew up?
Yeah, I mean, it's always great to go back home. It's always great to, you know, and exciting to play, you know, a storied program. I mean, that court is, there have been some really good players that have played on that court. And so when you go in there, there's always excitement about that.
When we were talking to Jamarius about the comment he made, it's about, you know, trying to set up an environment or a culture here moving forward. What have you seen from some of the younger guys who have kind of responded to maybe some of the challenges that the older guys have set to say, hey, like, meet this level?
Our young guys are incredible, man. I mean, they just, they want to learn. They're incredibly appreciative, want to be a part of something, great listeners, workers, no excuse guys. And so it's really good to have some older guys here that are just like that and that want to help them. They want to see them be successful. And they do it, how they show up every day, and their interactions with them.
Can you give us, like, an anecdote or example, just a moment where, like, you saw, like, one of your younger guys, and the moment you just said, wow, that's really cool?
I mean, there are a lot. I mean, I see it every day. I mean, just about every day after practice, when we're done, it's usually about 9 or 10 guys staying after, getting extra work. And there's certain groups that they do it together, certain guys they do it together, and it's not us saying you need to do this. Like, this is them. This is some of the older guys grabbing the younger guys. Hey, we're going to do this, or, you know, you're going to do that. And that happens just about every day. That's been really cool to see. Yeah, I think all of our guys are really good teammates. I think they all, you know, do little things to help us be the best group that we can be. You know, I think probably if we had a guy that was a glue guy, it's probably Jamar, because he can fit and play different positions and guard different positions and, you know, do different things like that. When I think of a glue guy, that's what I think of, a guy that's just incredibly versatile. And you can kind of put them in to any spot, and they can make positive things happen.
Even though he hasn't been able to play this season, what kind of an influence has Will Jeffries been for your team this year?
You know, I've felt for Will. It's been hard for him. Thank goodness he's out of the boot now and is able to move around. Will's a very positive guy. He's a great teammate. But this has been really hard for him. And so his impact has been as a really good teammate to the guys, but not a lot of stuff vocal, just because he's been so focused on his stuff. There have been some setbacks and disappointments. But he's a great guy to have around all the time.
Setbacks, disappointments, are any of those significant or any recent that have happened?
No, I mean, he's not playing this year. That's the setback. When we thought there was a chance, all the stuff that he did to get to a point where we thought that it would be okay, it didn't work. The setback was that he had to have surgery.
Yeah, what's it like to see you had sick guys go through some cold spells shooting-wise? Always, each of them seem to go through their own times waking up. You know, Blake will have the game, a couple games where he misses, then he's on, then he makes the most threes in program history. Nelly was kind of cold for a bit. He comes up big for you guys. Ray had the same thing. What's it say about you guys to be able to fight their way out of those type of things?
It's something we talk about all the time. You just have to move on to the next play. You can't carry baggage with you. You got to leave it and move on to the next play. And the thing I tell my guys, our guys all the time, as long as we take good shots, I'm good with it. Those are my shots. Just take good ones. And I believe if you miss, that's fine. Don't want you to miss a lot. But if you do, just keep shooting. Keep shooting. It eventually will turn. And so I want them to have that mindset. I want them to have that freedom. I don't want them playing afraid, scared, looking over their shoulder. I just want them to play. As long as it's together, we're connected, and they're good shots, I'm good with it.
Going back to your point about, you know, seeing your guys without having been told to work, doing the extra work, Ben Hallen, when he was here, he said to us, he's like, that's something, he's like, that's what we started to do when we turned things around, you know, 20 years ago. I think it's very interesting to see that from you guys. What does, I guess, when you see that from there, what does it say about from where you started with this program, how much it's taken to establish that here and make it so that it's natural from your play?
You know, it's, I knew it was going to be hard. You know, you were basically starting from nothing. I mean, that's the reality. And it's not a slight or anything, but that's, when I got here, the culture that Ben and Jamie had created, which was one of the best cultures in the country, was gone. Like, it didn't exist here anymore. One of the hardest things to do is to build that. And it takes time. You know, sometimes you make some mistakes, you know, and things like that. A wise woman told me this, and I said this at the end of the year last year, but, you know, it's like if a vineyard, you know, when you take over a vineyard or you go and I love wine. So this is why maybe this stuck with me when she told me this, but when you take over like a vineyard and if you're there and no one's taking care of it for a long time and everything is grown and it's nasty or whatever, the very first thing you have to do is clean everything up. You got to come in, you got to remove the, you got to clean all that stuff up. Then you can start planting some seeds, right? And then when you've, it may take some while for it to grow. It's a lot of things. The weather's got to be right. I mean, all of those things. And then it starts to grow. You're probably not producing great wine yet because the grapes aren't great, but at least you're producing wine. And eventually, if you keep tending to it, taking care of it, and things like that, then you can start to produce some really good wine. Basically, it takes time. And you got to get the right pieces. You know, you got to, it just, everything has to be connected. And so far this year, we've done a pretty good job of that. Even in adversity and different things that we've been through, we've been able to stay pretty connected. These guys care about each other. They've fought for each other. And, you know, one of the things we talked about today is that now we're basically into February. This is the grind. And so we got to maintain that. We have to protect that at all costs and keep playing for each other. I don't think there's anything that we looked for differently. It's not like we didn't have the same standard. I think one of the things that happened for us was the fact that we were able to physically go out and recruit, and we were able to bring guys here. And so we got to know these guys. Like, we knew Nelly. You know, we knew, I know his coach, or the coach at Colgate. We were able to get real information on him, not just as a player. We knew him as a player, but him as a kid. So we knew, like, we really knew. You know, we knew Greg Elliott because of one of my best friends was his coach at Marquette, his head coach. And then obviously Jake Pursuti, who's on our staff, they were together there for 4 years. We knew Blake Henson as a kid. Like, we knew him because I know his dad. I know people that know him. We talked to the coaches at Ole Miss and got real information. We got to know the twins. We got to know Federico. I think those are the things that helped. I really and truly do. You know, the one thing we did try to be purposeful with in recruiting the new guys that we have is that we tried to get shooting. That was obviously something that we have not done well since I've been here. And so we really tried to add that, guys that could shoot the basketball. And so all of those things have helped us.
Coach, what does it do for a team when you win a game on defense? You're just saying, you know, how important it is to go get shooters, and yes, but in a sport where everybody wants to score, winning a game on defense, does that become infectious?
I hope it does. I mean, obviously that's the reason why we won on Saturday, the last 2.5 minutes, to hold them scoreless, to get three turnovers, to force three turnovers. You know, guys took pride in it individually and collectively. We competed. I think we've been pretty good defensively. Not great. I thought we were great during that stretch. You know, I think we understand in order to be at our best, we have to defend. Which one of the big challenges always will be with us is rebounding. Like, we have to finish it with defensive rebounding, and we've done a pretty good job there the past few games. Obviously, this game on Wednesday is a different challenge because they have one of the best offensive rebounders in the country.
Jeff, I'm going to ask you this question because 3 years ago it mattered to Pat Narduzzi, but you were 14, you've been 14-4 since you left New York. You're 8-3 in the ACC, but you're not ranked. Only three guys voted for you this week. Does that irritate you at all?
It doesn't irritate me. It doesn't. I have no idea who the voters are. It doesn't bother me, man. If we take care of what we're trying to take care of, I mean, I would love it for our guys. Don't get me wrong. Are we deserving? I think we are. But sometimes, man, as a coach, you got to play the game with those people, some of these voters. And I'm not playing the game. I'm not kissing their butt. I'm not calling or returning every text or anything like that. I understand that I'm older now. This is not the 27-year-old that was at VCU or the 31-year-old that was at Oklahoma at the beginning. I understand how some of this stuff works. I'm very comfortable just being in my lane with my guys. And we'll hopefully let our work take care of any of that stuff.
Jeff, just curious about your relationship with Hubie and how far you guys go back. And maybe just
who?
Hubie Brown. Or Hubie Davis.
Hubert. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
With Hubie Davis. I don't know why I thought Hubie Brown. But I don't know why I thought.
I was going to say, like.
My mind's on a different juncture. But with Coach Davis, how far you guys go back and just kind of what, like, is in his mind philosophy-wise and what you notice from this Carolina coach team, maybe as opposed to what Coach Williams did with them?
Yeah, I mean, I've known him. I mean, I was a fan of his when I was younger. I mean, I watched him play when he was at North Carolina. That was during the time, I think he graduated in 92. Yeah. So I was being recruited by North Carolina then. So I would go up and go to games, and he probably has no recollection of this, but, you know, I would, you know, playing in my backyard, playing pickup. You know, I could shoot. I couldn't shoot like him, but I could shoot. And he was one of the guys, like Hubert Davis, you know, whatever. So I was a fan of his as a player. I didn't really know him, but met him a few times in the locker room after games when he was a player there. And I was up for recruiting visits. Definitely followed him in the NBA. I got to know him a little bit when he started doing TV. When I moved back to Durham and started working at Duke, I got to know him a little bit more. I would see him when I would be at our kids' soccer games. We'd be on the same field. We'd talk. You know, Durham and Chapel Hill are right there, so you'd maybe see him out somewhere. He actually was very helpful for us, me and my wife, when we were looking for schools when we first moved back for our kids to go to. He was on the board at one of the schools that we were looking at. And so he was very helpful there. And then when he started coaching at North Carolina as an assistant, I you know, would see him in passing and things like that. I think he's done an outstanding job as the head coach there. It's very difficult in those jobs to replace legends. And I think he's done an amazing job. He is one of the best people you'll meet. He's a really, really good man. Very thoughtful, very humble, about the rights, about those guys. Like, it's never about him. It's about the players. And I think he's done a great job there, a great job in one of the most pressure filled, jobs in what we do. So I think he's done a great job. I consult with all of them. They just happen to be the ones that I don't really sit down during the game. So as I'm turning and I'm talking, I'm just talking. And so I get information. I want information from all of them. You know, they may see something. You know, my assistants, Kyle, Jake, like they may see something. They may see something that I don't see or, you know, and things like that. So they're always offering suggestions or, hey, they're playing this. Maybe we should look at this or, you know, whatever. So I'm just, as I'm turning, I'm just talking. So whoever hears me or whatever, that's whatever. So I'm just looking for information from all of them.
Coach, the year's not over yet, and it's there's a long way to go, but is this the most fun you've had since you jumped
ahead? During the season, yeah. it's been fun coaching this group. It really, truly has. It's been fun being around these guys. You know, you're around guys that they're gym rat. You know, I remember, I think it was before, and I told the guys that did TV last year, I think it was before last season, I went over and watched the Steelers practice. It was before their season. It may have been OTAs, and I was hanging out with Mike. And I remember asking him about Najee Harris and how is he? Like how, and he was like, "Cape, he's really good, and he's gonna be really good." And I said, "Why? Why do you say?" He said, "One of the things, man, he's never in a hurry." And he was like, "And what I mean by that?" And I said, "Like, what do you mean by that?" And he said, "Well, he's never in a hurry to leave here. Like when he's there, he's locked in, he's paying attention, he's learning, he takes advice, he takes stuff from the older guys. When practice is over with, he's never in a hurry to leave the building." Gets extra work, does all of that, all of that stuff, whether it's treatment, on the field stuff, in the film room, he's never in a hurry. And that always, I mean, that stuck with me since then. And we have a group of guys that aren't in a hurry to get out of here. They're not in a hurry. Like, they want to work. They want to be good. They want to be around each other. You know, after the game the other night, I was up here and did stuff with you guys, went in the office, hung out for a little bit. I was ready to go, but my son was shooting, so I wanted to let him stay out here and shoot. And then finally I had to go wrangle him and get him out and go downstairs. And I go in the locker room. I was just going to grab something to drink. And it's four guys just sitting around in there watching TV, talking, and things like that. And this is maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours after the game. And so that's fun. It's fun being around guys that want to be around each other. And you can talk basketball. You can talk off the court stuff. You can talk what's going on in the world. You can talk all these different things with them. You know, we had the guys over at the house before the season. And it was one of the times we had them over. And, you know, Nelly, you know, like wanted a tour of my house. And we're walking, and he starts talking to me and my wife. It was Nelly and JB. They start talking to me and my wife about our artwork and wanting to know, like, you know, what does this piece say to you? And I looked at my wife like, what the hell? Like, this has never happened. Like, and it was, but it was cool, like, to be able to talk and explain and get their opinions on what they see. So it's been fun. That's why we got to protect and, you know, what we have and keep being about the right stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.